First John chapter 1, you can turn if you want, or you could rather just turn to Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. I'll read 1 John chapter 1, the last three verses of the chapter, 1 John chapter 1. It's a great place if you don't already know it or have it memorized or at least have it marked down. People who think that they just don't sin, 1 John chapter 1 is a great place to show them. I'll read verses 8, 9, and 10 for you. The Bible reads, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." So you're telling me that you have no sin? You're a liar. You're deceiving yourself, but you know what? More than that, I know that the truth is not in you. You're going to sit there and tell me that you're sinlessly perfect. The truth is not in you. That's what God's word says. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. That's what the Bible says. That's what God's word says. Don't go around saying, I haven't sinned. I'm not a sinner. You liar. But Romans chapter 7 also teaches us this important concept too. You know, I wish these people would actually just read the Bible and think. Now, the reason why they can't is just the Bible says that the natural man receiveth not the things of God. These people are not saved. They think they could lose their salvation. They think their righteousness is what's actually getting them into heaven. That's why they have to be sinlessly perfect. And then when they sin, they say, well, I've got to ask God for forgiveness and then I'm saved again. And then they continue on. But they believe you have to be perfect. So let's take verses like, well, if you die in your sins, you know, so all people die in their sins, as not understanding the forgiveness of sins that you receive when you put your faith in Christ that applies to all time. It's not like after you receive the forgiveness of sins, but then you sin again, that you're dying in your sin. You're not dying in your sins. You're dying in Christ. Once you've received Christ, at any moment you physically die after that, you're dying in Christ. You are in Christ because Christ has come inside of you. You've received Christ. Dying in your sins means you have no forgiveness of your sins because you've never received the sacrifice. You've never received eternal life, and that's what dying in your sins. But see, they just like all false religions and false prophets and false doctrines, they really have no understanding of Scripture. But the Scripture teaches us, even the Apostle Paul, you know, these people could just look at the Apostle Paul's example. I don't know if any of these people, you don't run across these people a whole lot. I've run into one out here since I've been soul winning. It's, like I said, it's not as big of a movement as it used to. It used to be a bigger movement in like the 60s and the 70s. And now I think it's kind of faded away just because it's so, hopefully, because people realize how ridiculous it is. And that you're really just deceiving yourselves. I mean, your average person on the street, 99.9% of people run into have no problem admitting that they're a sinner. Right. Saying, yeah, I make mistakes. Yeah, I do things that are wrong. Yeah, do you know anyone who's perfect? No, I don't. I don't know anyone who's perfect. You know, even your loving grandma, is she perfect? No. You may love her a lot. She may be a real sweet lady, but she's not perfect. Right? And people are fine admitting that. The vast majority of people. But those that just cannot accept that, they are really lifted up and full of themselves. And just deceiving themselves and want to make themselves think that they're that good and think that they deserve heaven. And those are going to be the holier than thou people as well. Because they look down their nose thinking that they're so great and holy and special and you're not. And it's that pride and arrogance that comes across when people start to view themselves as just being super holy. Now look, we're called to holiness. We should be striving to be holy, but don't allow that to get to your head to start thinking, wow, I'm really holy. So then you start looking down on other people, right? It's we need to remain humble while we're striving for the holiness that God's called us unto.